Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lori Rubenson here with you. 888-808-1019. That is the number here on The Fan. You've got Connor Green back there producing, Gordon on the updates. I will be with you for 4 hours and until 1 a.m. Here are the guests coming your way. First up, it's going to be Dave Lennon from Newsday talking about the Subway Series, Mets, Yankees, Mets beating the Cubs, all of that, Juan Soto, Lindor, Alonso, the Mets pitching, all of that, and of course the Yankees and Judge Ben Rice with a grand slam today, and Max Fried and all the storylines for the Yankees. So all of that coming up. We've got Lennon from Newsday. I'll also have Zach Braziller. He's covering Knicks, and we'll have him on later on tonight. And making a debut on the program. I don't know if you're fired up or not, but obviously this week, Giants and Jets held rookie camps, and certainly for the Jets, I think the biggest story in many ways, seeing how their head coach Aaron Glenn was handling things. For the Giants, obviously, the player's a bigger story. When you end up with the number 3 overall pick and arguably, you know, the top one or two talent in Abdul Carter, there were storylines about him. But of course, the biggest one is potentially for the Giants with the drafting of Jackson Dart in the first round, that the Giants may have a new face of the franchise and franchise quarterback at some point. And so all of that with rookie camp, we'll get a little preview, first impressions, all of that coming up. Charlotte Carroll from The Athletic going to join us. She was there covering all of that. All right. So those are the guests. It is, of course, Mother's Day. And I will just start the show, number one, wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day, everybody who is listening and celebrates that. And whether you're a mom, whether you are, you know, behave and serve in mom-like roles for the people in your life, whatever it is, but happy Mother's Day to everybody. And if you have not yet called your mother, it is 9 o'clock, you can still do that. So make sure you do. Briefly, my Mother's Day sports story that I like to tell on this day is my mom's the best. And my dad, I think a lot of you have heard me talk about my dad, and people ask, like, how did I get this interested, this passion for sports and all that? And it's my dad, definitely. And he was the one who, you know, was a big part of why I love sports, why I love the Mets, why I love the Giants, why I love the Knicks, and all of that. A lot of it was my dad. And my family would go to games when I was a kid. And my mom was not a particularly big sports fan. But when I was little and we had Mets season tickets for a while when I was like about 6 years old or so, and we would go to games when I was a little kid. And my mom would come, it'd be the four of us, and she would bring a book or she would bring the New York Times crossword puzzle. And while my brother and my dad and I would be watching the game, my mom would sit there and be, you know, sort of watching it and honestly reading or doing her thing. And then one year, when I was about 10 years old, my mom stopped coming to Mets games. And years later, when I thought about it, and I asked her about it, I was thinking, like, why did she suddenly, she went for about 4 years, and then she just stopped going to games. And I asked her and said, was the reason that you went because you basically wanted to take me to the bathroom as a little kid? And she said yes. And she stopped going when she decided at about age 10 that I was old enough where my father could stand outside the ladies' room bathroom and wait for me there and it would be safe. So that was my mom, is the person who was not particularly interested in sports or going to baseball games at all, but would go and sit there for, you know, 3 hours with her family because, you know, once a game, her 7-year-old might have to go to the bathroom. There you go. So with that, I say thank you to my mom, who was also my best friend from the time I was probably 3 years old, and who I love, incredibly a lot. Love her a lot still to this day. And I'm fortunate to still have her with me. So there you go. 888-808-1019. Thank you to all the moms in our lives today. All right. I see we have a couple calls on baseball, and I will get to your calls, Moshe and Richard, in just a second. But I'm going to start with the Knicks, because to me that is the biggest story right now. And again, happy to talk baseball. I know Subway Series big and coming off of a good weekend of baseball. But I said to you, one thing has to change for the Knicks. And when you look at game three, none of us thought that the Knicks were going to sweep the Boston Celtics. Like, that wasn't going to happen. And if I had told you before the series started, or, you know, weeks, months ago, that here we'd be, and in game three, you know, after three games of this series, that the Knicks would be up 2-1, you would have said, sign me up. I'll take that any day of the week. So losing game three, that they lost, was not the issue. Because at some point, the Knicks were not going to sweep the Celtics. The Celtics are actually a better team. When these two teams both play at their best, the Celtics should win. They're the defending champions. They are a better team. But it's one thing to lose a game. It is another to come out flat. And then to never recover from coming out flat for game three of a playoff series in your own building with your fans who are so desperate for anything to energize and be a part of this. Josh Hart called the effort unacceptable. He said, we have not done a good job imposing our will into the game from the jump. And he said that unit, he meant the starting five, we have to come out with more urgency, more desperation, more competitiveness, and let everything else fall into place. Urgency, desperation, competitiveness. He went on to say, it's the playoffs. It's what you always dream about being in. We have to come out with that sense of urgency. We can talk about it, but at the end of the day, it comes from a player's heart. I think we'll be ready Monday night. Josh Hart, the heart of this Knicks team, the guy who is always on the floor diving for loose balls, playing with the ultimate passion and energy and urgency and heart. Admitting that this Knicks team has not, and the starting five, which is supposed to be the strength of this team, they don't have a ton of depth, that they have not played with urgency, that they have not played with desperation or ultimate competitiveness, that they have not played with heart. And then you have Jalen Brunson, who talked about being up 2-0 in this series, 2-0, and said, "I don't think we came with the mindset of being satisfied, but I think subconsciously satisfied with being up 2-0. But it's not the way we need to approach the game." So he was trying not to condemn his teammates, but admitting that being up 2-0, subconsciously, they were satisfied. And that's it right there. If this Knicks team read all the press clippings and said that somehow if the Knicks were to lose to the Celtics in 6 games, that would be progress, that would be okay. Is that what they're thinking? And they already won those 2 games, so now it's okay to just lay down and get run over, fold up, give up? Watching Jalen Brunson for a few years now, Josh Hart for a few years now, and the sense of competitiveness of those players, I don't think that's the case. But this team, what Brunson went on to say, he said, it's not really schematically, it's more, do we want it? And tonight, obviously, that wasn't the answer. Game 3, they didn't want it enough. When the other team is better than you, more talented than you, the defending champions, you have to want it more, care more, be more desperate to get lucky, make a few breaks, steal another game or two. The Knicks, it's one thing about the defense, but offensively, they haven't been good. They have not played to their potential. The first part of the season, first half of the season, the Knicks played a brand of offensive basketball that was a beautiful game, beautiful to watch, sharing the ball, multiple players and, you know, contributing. And that really hasn't been there. And in particular, for this series, I mean, OG Anunoby, the last couple of games, I think he has a total of 7 points in the last 2 games. He scored, OG, 2 points in game 3. 2 points. And I know he has the hardest defensive assignment, sure, but you're a max player. Knicks need more. Have to have more. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns, Cat, did he break a finger in that game? I don't know. Is that going to impact his shooting? I don't know. But if he can shoot, he needs to be taking more three-point shots, and the Knicks need to be helping set him up for that. Their offense needs to flow better. They need to put up more points. They can't just assume that Boston is going to shoot atrociously. You have to assume that Boston is actually going to score some points. Celtics scored 115 points. Now, they may have dialed it back a little in the second half when the Knicks were terrible and the lead was insurmountable. But Boston had to be worried after what happened the first couple of games that the Knicks might somehow shockingly make a comeback. Boston scored 115 points in this game. when you look at the NBA playoffs, that might be a little higher than certainly we've seen in these Knicks playoff games. But there's no reason that this Knicks team shouldn't be able to score 115, 116 points. But the Knicks scored 93. They've been a shadow of themselves offensively. They need to be better. But mostly, we can talk about switching on defense. We can talk about turnovers, rebounds. We can talk about better ball movement, cuts. We can talk about any of it. But ultimately, we can talk about making your foul shots. But ultimately, if the Knicks want to not spend the entire offseason living with regret, they better damn well play with more urgency. That doesn't feel like a lot to ask. To care, to want it, and want it more than Boston. That's what Knicks fans, I think, win or lose on Monday at the Garden. For the amount of money that people are forking over to pay and watch that game, the least the players can do. And I put this on Jalen Brunson. If he's going to get all the accolades and all the bouquets as a leader and the leader and the clutch guy and all of that, if he's going to get that, then with it comes responsibility. And Tom Thibodeau, you're the head coach. If the Knicks and their starters, if they come out flat at all, I mean, I blame Thibodeau and I blame Brunson for that. Yeah, Josh Hart, too, can fire guys up. But Brunson is the captain. You want to be the captain? Thibodeau is the head coach. In the first few minutes, I mean, 5 minutes or less of game four, if they don't come out with a better effort, passion, dive all over the floor, if they don't look better, switch on defense, if they don't look better, call timeout. And Tom Thibodeau, yell at them. Not in a way of just, I mean, like getting guys' faces, whatever it takes. Do what it takes, whoever. Jalen, Thibodeau, Josh Hart, whoever. Somebody, speak up, say something. Attitude. There's a lot more to talk about and get into on the Knicks, but I got a couple callers. We will, we've got Knicks, we've got Mets, Yankees, Subway Series. They've been on hold, so let's make sure we get to them. 888-808-1019. I'll tell you, I have another question on the Knicks. If you've been watching, have you been watching at all what the Minnesota Timberwolves have been doing and what our old friend Julius Randle has been doing as the one of the leaders for the Timberwolves? A triple-double is all he had in the last game for the T-Wolves. We were ready to, you know, run him out of town around here. He looks pretty damn good with Minnesota. So, just saying. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Moshe and Teaneck. What's going on, Moshe?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Mother's Day to everyone, you know?
Yep,
you know, happy, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. You know when, like, at night when you, like, you can't sleep, a big event?
Yeah.
How can people sleep knowing they're on the same planet as Aaron Judge? Tell me. On pace to hit 400, there's a higher chance that a monkey writes and types out randomly Shakespeare on a keyboard than Aaron Judge has the season he's having. Do people realize what we are sharing on this earth? 60 home runs on pace. Batting 409. Goes 4 for 5. Like, it's nothing. No one even, like, talks about it. Do we realize? When do we have the gratitude to God? How do you not go to, how do you not live in a synagogue, in a church, in a Muslim, whatever, knowing, not praying to God for sharing earth with Aaron Judge? Thank you. Let me hear your opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Moshe. Yeah, it is hard. I think to Moshe's point, do we adequately appreciate Aaron Judge? No. Regular season Aaron Judge. And I hate to be the idiot who's going to say this, but I want to see postseason Aaron Judge. Right now, appreciate regular season Aaron Judge, because what we are seeing this season from a player who was already one of the best right-handed hitters in history, we're maybe seeing his masterpiece. So Moshe's right. We might be seeing this season, 400, Ted Williams, all of that. Like, it seems impossible. Who would ever do that? And by the way, doing it now in an era where pitchers have gotten much more sophisticated, pitching labs, analytics, bullpen, matchups. Every team has guys who are throwing, you know, coming out of that bullpen and throwing 97, 98, 100 miles an hour. It is so hard to hit. And every year, somebody invents a new pitch or a new grip with new movement. This year, you know, so, you know, it's the kick change, and before, you know, and we've got sweepers, and, you know, just year after year, something subtle, something happens, pitching improves, everybody maximizing their stuff. It gets harder and harder. And then you have, I mean, and Shohei Ohtani is incredible. If we use Ohtani, Alonso and Ohtani having MVP type of seasons in the National League, Shohei batting .308, a .410 on base percentage, a .641 slugging, over 1,000 OPS. We look at all of that and we say, oh my God, you know, Shohei Ohtani, all time great player, the unicorn, it's incredible, all this stuff. And you know what? He's not, batting average-wise, Aaron Judge is hitting right now, here we are, what is it, May 10th? Let me check. May 10th? May 11th? May 11th. May 11th. May 11th, Aaron Judge is hitting over 100 points higher batting average than Shohei Ohtani. The great Ohtani. Judge is 100 points higher. Pete Alonso, you know, Mets fans, you've been seeing it. Pete's hitting .320. Aaron Judge is hitting .409. So he's batting over .409. Batting average is like Ted Williams. On base percentage, .494. Like a .500 on base percentage. That's like, you know, Barry Bonds, you know, with an alleged steroid year. Slugging percentage, .779. And an OPS, .1273. It is epic. It is unbelievable. 14 home runs, 11 doubles. It is 40 games. Do the math and make it easy on yourself and multiply, you know, times four for pace. And, you know, that's 64 home runs. A couple extra games. You can throw in another one if you want and call it 65. You know, 64, 65 home run pace. RBIs, 39 RBIs, will multiply by four there. Call it, you know, roughly 160, maybe a little less. You know, 158 RBI pace. I mean, it's insanity what he is doing. And the question is, with the grandeur of Aaron Judge, who may be the best right-handed hitter of all time in baseball, how much can we and should we be appreciating and savoring every day of this special, special player?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And how much does it matter that at least recently, last few years, he has been at his worst in the postseason? And I hate to be that person to drag that down. Early in his career, he was better in the postseason. But the last few years, as he has elevated his game and turned into the best player in baseball and an offensive force the likes of which I haven't seen in my lifetime. And you can at me about Bonds if he's your cup of tea, but we're watching something. This guy and his, we're watching a player. This is the best player of regular season player of my lifetime. Yet, I still have the images of last year's postseason in my brain. The last couple of years in the postseason. And so how much is it? Like, does he need to win that World Series for that place in history? You know, that's what we struggle with. That's what I struggle with. But does it make me, you know, Moses is right. We should be appreciating that the heck and thanking our, you know, God or our lucky stars or whatever you want to believe in, that not only are we living in the Aaron Judge age, but that he plays in New York and that we get to see him as New Yorkers, whether you're a Yankee fan or a Met fan, if you are a baseball fan and you love baseball, that we get to watch this guy, that he's available just about every night for us to watch. Truly, it is a glorious thing. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. What's going on, Richard?
Lori, first I have to correct you respectfully. The season's, the Mets have played 41 games, the Yankees 40.
I said
25%.
That.
25%, not 20%, 25, a quarter
of
the season.
Oh, my math, sorry. My math
that's
is
That's all right.
Off.
No, that's
no that part's off. I said 40 and 41. I did 30
correct.
Games, but you know what? 40.
25%.
Yeah, you're right. That is almost 25%.
Now,
sorry.
The previous caller, I like what the previous call, I like what he said, but you know what? For me personally, I'm just as impressed with Max Fried, 8-0 the Yankees are with his starts. And in this day and age, you get a starter that's that dependable. He's 6-0 and 8-0 with his starts, the Yankees. 1.1 ERA, which is unthinkable in this day and age with balls being scored, more runs being scored. So I love it. Now, as far as the Yankees and Mets,
But even that probably makes that last caller's point. Max Fried has been super.
To me, unworldly.
Has been superb for.
Better than superb. Bigger than superb. 8-0 is perfection. So that's what I think.
Yeah, but he's not. But as an example, he's been superb. You know, whatever, you can use your adjective. But as an example, we all know we can look at numbers, but, you know, he's not the best pitcher of he's having a terrific season. And, but like you were saying, I'm more impressed with Max Fried as an
example. His ERA is 1.1. That's lower than Bob Gibson at 68.
Yeah, but first of all, we're not through a full season. Let's see what happens.
We're not through the whole season with Judge either.
But
so
yeah,
anyway, it's not important.
But Fried has never put up a season that is yet. Fried is a terrific pitcher, had really good years for the Braves, but he's so far not going down in history. Like, as an example, best pitcher that I've seen in my recent memory or whatever.
Laurie, if he goes 32-0
prime,
with starts?
Prime, oh, stop. Well, to me, the record part is, and the wins and losses part, this is where I'm old school, versus new school. You're old school, I'm new school. But Jacob DeGrom, for instance, was a... prime Jacob DeGrom was a better pitcher than Max Fried is now. There's not another hitter that that in at least in my lifetime that is as good as Aaron Judge. There isn't.
As far as the Yankees and Mets, only if this happens, only if the Yankees sweep this series and the Mets sweep their series, the Mets will go in and the Yankees will go in both playing. The Mets will be playing 665 baseball. The Yankees will be playing 600 baseball. I don't think they've been playing since 97, twice a year. So that's approximately what?
You're creating a hypothetical that is possible.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
That is possible but unlikely. But even still, I don't know. I'm hanging up on you. But I think the point you wanted to make is that this is an awesome Subway Series, and it is something to look forward to. But if they each just win the next series, win 2 out of 3, does that change? I think this Subway Series has a ton of juice. I don't think they have to sweep. The Yankees have to sweep Seattle, and if they don't sweep Seattle and they come in playing below 600 pace baseball, does it have less juice? I don't think so. It'd be nice if they win the series against Seattle, so they'd come in with a little momentum like that. I think that would even add to it. But either way, both teams are, likely sitting there in first place. I hope for that. That's a fair goal, is to say that both teams should come in first place. And we've got two first place teams. And then we have all the Soto heat. Absolutely. 888-808-1019. Moose, and we've got Eli and Joe. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.